Computing and Moral Responsibility, first published Wednesday, July 18, 2012, Substantive Revision, Friday, February 16, 2018, Audio Part 2 of 3, Section 2. 2. Can computers be moral agents? Moral responsibility is generally attributed to moral agents and, at least in Western philosophical traditions, moral agency has been a concept exclusively reserved for human beings, Johnson 2001, Dorn and Van de Poel 2012. And, although some people are inclined to anthropomorphize computers and treat them as if they were moral agents, Reeves and Nass 1996, Nass and Moon 2000, Rosenthal von der Putten 2013, most philosophers agree that current computer technologies should not be called moral agents, if that would mean that they could be held morally responsible. However, the limitations of traditional ethical vocabularies in thinking about the moral dimensions of computing have led some authors to rethink the concept of moral agency. 2.1 Computers as morally responsible agents. The increasing complexity of computer technology and the advances in artificial intelligence, AI, challenge the idea that human beings are the only entities to which moral responsibility can or should be ascribed, Bechtel 1985, Crows and Verbeek 2014. Dennett, for example, suggests that holding a computer morally responsible is possible if it concerned a higher-order intentional computer system, 1997. An intentional system, according to him, is one that can be predicted and explained by attributing beliefs and desires to it, as well as rationality. In other words, its behavior can be described by assuming the system has mental states and that it acts according what it thinks it ought to do, given its beliefs and desires. Many computers today, according to Dennett, are already intentional systems, but they lack the higher order ability to reflect on and reason about their mental states. They do not have beliefs about their beliefs or thoughts about desires. Dennett suggests that the fictional HAL 9000 that featured in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, would qualify as a higher order intentional system that can be held morally responsible. Although current advances in AI might not lead to HAL, he does see the development of computer systems with higher order intentionality as a real possibility. Sullins argues in line with Dennett that moral agency is not restricted to human beings, 2006. He proposes that computer systems, or, more specifically, robots, are moral agents when they have a significant level of autonomy and they can be regarded at an appropriate level of abstraction as exhibiting intentional behavior. A robot, according to Sullins, would be significantly autonomous if it was not under the direct control of other agents in performing its tasks. Note that Sullins interprets autonomy in a narrow sense in comparison to the conception of autonomy in moral philosophy as property of human beings. He adds as a third condition that a robot also has to be in a position of responsibility to be a moral agent. That is, the robot performs some social role that carries with it some responsibilities, and in performing this role the robot appears to have beliefs about and an understanding of its duties towards other moral agents, p. 28. To illustrate what kind of capabilities are required for full moral agency, he draws an analogy with a human nurse. He argues that if a robot was autonomous enough to carry out the same duties as a human nurse and had an understanding of its role and responsibilities in the healthcare systems, then it would be a full moral agent. Sullins maintains that it will be some time before machines with these kinds of capabilities will be available, but even the modest robots of today can be seen to be moral agents of a sort under certain, but not all, levels of abstraction and are deserving of moral consideration, p. 29. Echoing objections to the early project of Strong, AI, SAC 1997, three critics of analyses such as presented by Dennett and Sullins, have objected to the idea that computer technologies can have capacities that make human beings moral agents, such as mental states, intentionality, common sense or emotion, Johnson 2006, Kuflick 1999. They, for instance, point out that it makes no sense to treat computer system as moral agents that can be held responsible, for they cannot suffer and thus cannot be punished, Sparrow 2007, Asaro 2011. Or they argue, as Stahl does, that computers are not capable of moral reasoning, because they do not have the capacity to understand the meaning of the information that they process, 2006. In order to comprehend the meaning of moral statements, an agent has to be part of the form of life in which the statement is meaningful, it has to be able to take part in moral discourses. Similar to the debates about AI, critics continue to draw a distinction between humans and computers by noting various capacities that computers do not, and cannot, have that would justify the attribution of moral agency. 2.2 Creating autonomous moral agents. In the absence of any definitive arguments for or against the possibility of future computer systems being morally responsible, researchers within the field of machine ethics aim to further develop the discussion by focusing instead on creating computer system that can behave as if they are moral agents, Moore 2006. Research within this field has been concerned with the design and development of computer systems that can independently determine what the right thing to do would be in a given situation. According to Allen and Wallach, such autonomous moral agents, AMAs, would have to be capable of reasoning about the moral and social significance of their behavior and use their assessment of the effects their behavior has on sentient beings to make appropriate choices, 2012, see also Wallach and Allen 2009 and Allen et al. 2000. Such abilities are needed, they argue, because computers are becoming more and more complex and capable of operating without direct human control in different contexts and environments. Progressively autonomous technologies already in development, such as military robots, driverless cars or trains and service robots in the home and for healthcare, will be involved in moral situations that directly affect the safety and well-being of humans. An autonomous bomb disposal robot might in the future be faced with the decision which bomb it should defuse first, in order to minimize casualties. Similarly, a moral decision that a driverless car might have to make is whether to brake for a crossing dog or avoid the risk of causing injury to the driver behind him. Such decisions require judgment. Currently, operators make such moral decisions, or the decision is already inscribed in the design of the computer system. Machine ethics, Wallach and Allen argue, goes one step beyond making engineers aware of the values they build into the design of their products, as it seeks to build ethical decision-making into the machines. To further specify what it means for computers to make ethical decisions or to put ethics in the machine, Moore distinguishes between three different kinds of ethical agents: implicit ethical agents, explicit ethical agents, and full ethical agents, 2006. The first kind of agent is a computer that has the ethics of its developers inscribed in their design. These agents are constructed to adhere to the norms and values of the contexts in which they are developed or will be used. Thus, ATM tellers are designed to have a high level of security to prevent unauthorized people from drawing money from accounts. An explicit ethical agent is a computer that can't do ethics. In other words, it can on the basis of an ethical model determine what would be the right thing to do, given certain inputs. The ethical model can be based on traditional ethical theories, such as Kantian or utilitarian ethics, depending on the preferences of its creators. These agents would make ethical decisions on behalf of its human users and developers. Such agents are akin to the autonomous moral agents described by Allen and Wallach. Finally, Moore defines full ethical agents as entities that can make ethical judgments and can justify them, much like human beings can. He claims that although there are no computer technologies today that can be called fully ethical, it is an empirical question whether or not it would be possible in the future. The effort to build AMAs raises the question of how this effort affects the ascription of moral responsibility. If these technologies are not moral agents like human beings are, can they be held morally responsible? As human beings would design these artificial agents to behave within pre-specified formalized ethical frameworks, it is likely that responsibility will still be ascribed to these human actors and those that deploy these technologies. However, as Allen and Wallach acknowledged, the danger of exclusively focusing on equipping robots with moral decision-making abilities, rather than also looking at the socio-technical systems in which these robots are embedded, is that it may cause further confusion about the distribution of responsibility, 2012. Robots with moral decision-making capabilities may present similar challenges to ascribing responsibility as other technologies, when they introduce new complexities that further obfuscate causal connections that lead back to their creators and users. 2.3 Expanding the concept of moral agency. The prospect of increasingly autonomous and intelligent computer technologies and the growing difficulty of finding responsible human agents lead Flaherty and Sanders to take a different approach, 2004. They propose to extend the class of moral agents to include artificial agents, while disconnecting moral agency and moral accountability from the notion of moral responsibility. They contend that the insurmountable difficulties for the traditional and now rather outdated view that a human can be found accountable for certain kinds of software and even hardware demands a different approach, p. 372. Instead, they suggest that artificial agents should be acknowledged as moral agents that can be held accountable, but not responsible. To illustrate, they draw a comparison between artificial agents and dogs as sources of moral actions. Dogs can be the cause of a morally charged action, like damaging property or helping to save a person's life, as in the case of search and rescue dogs. We can identify them as moral agents even though we generally do not hold them morally responsible. According to Flaherty and Sanders, they are the source of a moral action and can be held morally accountable by correcting or punishing them. Just like animals, Flaherty and Sanders argue, artificial agents can be seen as sources of moral actions and thus can be held morally accountable when they can be conceived of as behaving like a moral agent from an appropriate level of abstraction. The notion of levels of abstraction refers to the stance one adopts towards an entity to predict and explain its behavior. At a low level of abstraction, we would explain the behavior of a system in terms of its mechanical or biological processes. At a higher level of abstraction, it can help to describe the behavior of a system in terms of beliefs, desires, and thoughts. If at a high enough level a computational system can effectively be described as being interactive, autonomous, and adaptive, then it can be held accountable according to Flaherty and Sanders, p. 352. It thus does not require personhood or free will for an agent to be morally accountable, rather, the agent has to act as if it had intentions and was able to make choices. The advantage of disconnecting accountability from responsibility, according to Flaherty and Sanders, is that it places the focus on moral agenthood, accountability and censure, instead of on figuring out which human agents are responsible. We are less likely to assign responsibility at any cost, forced by the necessity to identify a human moral agent. We can liberate technological development of AAs, artificial agents, from being bound by the standard limiting view p. 376. When artificial agents behave badly, they can be dealt with directly. When their autonomous behavior and complexity makes it too difficult to distribute responsibility among human agents, immoral agents can be modified or deleted. It is then possible to attribute moral accountability even when moral responsibility cannot be determined. Critics of Floridi's and Sanders' view on accountability and moral agency argue that placing the focus of analysis on computational artifacts by treating them as moral agents will draw attention away from the humans that deploy and develop them. Johnson, for instance, makes the case that computer technologies remain connected to the intentionality of their creators and users, 2006. She argues that although computational artifacts are a part of the moral world and should be recognized as entities that have moral relevance, they are not moral agents, for they are not intentional. They are not intentional, because they do not have mental states or a purpose that comes from the freedom to act. She emphasizes that although these artifacts are not intentional, they do have intentionality, but their intentionality is related to their functionality. They are human-made artifacts and their design and use reflect the intentions of designers and users. Human users, in turn, use their intentionality to interact with and through the software. In interacting with the artifacts, they activate the inscribed intentions of the designers and developers. It is through human activity that computer technology is designed, developed, tested, installed, initiated, and provided with input and instructions to perform specified tasks. Without this human activity, computers would do nothing. Attributing independent moral agency to computers, Johnson claims, disconnects them from the human behavior that creates, deploys, and uses them. It turns the attention away from the forces that shape technological development and limits the possibility for intervention. For instance, it leaves the issue of sorting out who is responsible for dealing with malfunctioning or immoral artificial agents or who should make amends for the harmful events they may cause. It postpones the question of who has to account for the conditions under which artificial agents are allowed to operate, Norman, 2009. Yet to say that technologies are not moral agents is not to say that they are not part of moral action. Several philosophers have stressed that moral responsibility cannot be properly understood without recognizing the active role of technology in shaping human action, Jonas 1984, Furby 2006, Johnson and Powers 2005, Welbers 2009. Johnson, for instance, claims that although computers are not moral agents, the artifact designer, the artifact, and the artifact user should all be the focus of moral evaluation as they are all at work in an action, Johnson 2006. Humans create these artifacts and inscribe in them their particular values and intentions to achieve particular effects in the world, and in turn these technological artifacts influence what human beings can and cannot do and affect how they perceive and interpret the world. Similarly, Verbeek maintains that technological artifacts alone do not have moral agency, but moral agency is hardly ever purely human. Moral agency generally involves a mediating artifact that shapes human behavior, often in way not anticipated by the designer, 2008. Moral decisions and actions are co-shaped by technological artifacts. He suggests that in all forms of human action there are three forms of agency at work: 1. The agency of the human performing the action, 2. The agency of the designer who helped shape the mediating role of the artifacts, and 3. The artifact mediating human action. The agency of artifacts is inextricably linked to the agency of its designers and users, but it cannot be reduced to either of them. For him, then, a subject that acts or makes moral decisions is a composite of human and technological components. Moral agency is not merely located in a human being, but in a complex blend of humans and technologies. In later papers, Floridi explores the concept of distributed moral actions, 2013, 2016. He argues that some moral significant outcomes cannot be reduced to the moral significant actions of some individuals. Morally neutral actions of several individuals can still result in morally significant events. Individuals might not have intended to cause harm, but nevertheless their combined actions may still result in moral harm to someone or something. In order to deal with the problem of subsequently assigning moral responsibility for such distributed moral actions, he argues that the focus of analysis should shift from the agents to the patients of moral actions. A moral action can then be evaluated in terms of the harm to the patient, regardless of the intentions of the agents involved. Assigning responsibility then focuses on whether or not an agent is causally accountable for the outcome and on adjusting their behavior to prevent harm. If the agents causally accountable, be they artificial or biological, are autonomous, can interact with each other and their environments and can learn from their interactions, they can be held responsible for distributed moral actions, according to Floridi, 2016. Please continue this article in audio part 3.